Good evening. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday evening in August. For me, I do believe this is about my last weekend alone before my kids come back. So I'm pretty excited about that. I miss my babies. Wanted to go ahead on and start my little podcast. Didn't know exactly how I wanted to do things, but guess what? That's okay, and I'm just gonna totally be myself and wing this thing, because guess what? I just like talking, and sometimes people just like listening. So today, I had a conversation with an old friend, and I'm one of those people. I'm not like the biggest on like zodiac signs. Like, I don't read my daily horoscope from 65 different newspapers or anything like that, not at all. But I do think it can play a part. Besides, you know, upbringing and demographics, opportunity, blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, yeah, it can play a part. It ain't failed me yet. So today I had a conversation with a friend who has, I guess, the woman that they've been back and forth with over the years. And they're currently dealing together right now. And he had some, you know, frustrations or what have you. And, you know, people come to me a lot for advice about different things. And my advice on this particular situation was that, like, okay, so he feels he has a hard time getting through to her about different topics, or at least just having an effective communicative conversation about different stuff, whether it be ideals or discussing, you know, business with the two of them, what have you. And I am one of those women, I'm always going to advocate for women first. Especially, you know, Black women. So I told him that, hey, look, what are you doing? You know, I ask a lot of important, pertinent questions that play a part into people's psyche, why they do things, why they don't do things, what they would prefer to do, responses, triggers, just all that kind of thing. And apparently their conversations go along the lines of, she maybe doesn't want to talk about or tackle specific topics and conversations. And that's understandable, but I told him that you have to, how do I want to put this? You have to listen to what's not being said. Did you catch that? Listen to what's not being said. A lot of times people give us the answers and clues to whatever it is that we're wondering about. You know, why this person has this certain thought process, or why they didn't put that extra money on that bill, or why didn't they take that chance or opportunity for confrontation or whatever the case. Everybody has their different ways of dealing and doing. I'm got to be humble. I try to be very accountable about what I do and what I say and how I move. And the difference that I feel is between me and, you know, me and those like me, and the difference between that and other people, opposite of that, is that I try to be absolutely accountable for any and everything that I do. Now, whether something is right or wrong, you know, depending on what it is, that's a matter of opinion. But I own up to my shit, period. Whereas some people just think that they can throw the conversation away and then it makes the problem disappear. and it doesn't. Sometimes there is a different roundabout way you have to go to get the results that you want in conclusion of the conversation topic, life decision, you know, whether it be about your family dynamics, your job or relationship, whatever. There's a lot that has to be taken into account that a lot of people forget to, which is why we continue to go back and forth over stupid situations and conversations and whatnot. So what I told him is that he has to also pay attention to what she is not saying. Now, she can say, oh, I don't want to talk about that, or try to deflect or project it, but that very well may be your clue. But a lot of times men don't know how to figure certain stuff out, the clues behind what they're trying to find out. And women are not going to flat out say it. And even if they do, sometimes a person is not going to understand what the heck they mean. So that is what I mean by you have to listen to what's not being said. And I'm really hoping I'm relaying all of this clearly, because right now I'm kind of just going off the top of my head. It would have been great if this conversation was recorded at the time that I was having it. And you know what? I might just get him on the podcast as a guest, and maybe we can have a certain topic, because I think we do pretty good with the debating. So that might be kind of lit. But besides all that, I still think I made some headway with that conversation. You know, I told him a lot of times what people don't understand is that what they're not understanding what they're only noticing the response that they're getting from somebody. They're not remembering what it is that they put out for said person to respond in the way that they're receiving at that moment. So you have to pay attention to that. You can't be mad that somebody is like, oh, I don't want to talk about this, or I feel like you're attacking me, blah, 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 when you're not really probably making it easy to even have the conversation. Some people are uncomfortable. You have to be mindful of the dynamics that you're dealing with when you talk to different people and you deal with different people and you're figuring them out and they're figuring you out. You know, that's why people have long-ass relationships that last for 10, 15, 20 years, but it doesn't really look like they made any headway, or they just keep doing the same thing. And it's like, y'all are just together because y'all bored or something. You're not really building or making any changes, any headway. It's like, don't really understand what you're doing here. What's your life? But I digress. That's not my life. And yes, I'm doing this, recording this podcast, moving around. I hope to be able to open an advice panel, an advice side, so you guys can, you know, maybe leave some recordings, some questions that you may have. So I think that's the direction that I'm going to go into with this. I don't proclaim to be able to fix anybody's problems, but I feel very in tune with certain things, and this is my niche. So that's what we're going to do. I think today's conversation I had with my friend was pretty successful. I think it opened up his mind to what he needs to do as far as himself paying attention to what he says and how he does things. Because he asked me for some insight on him as well, because he doesn't feel like he gets answers elsewhere. And I'm not going to cut no cards with you. So he, you know, asked me about himself, and I told him, and, you know, and this is what you need to do as far as this and that. And at the end of the day, sometimes everybody has to remember, you have a choice. You have a choice. You don't have to sit and deal with the situation that you're in it. A lot of times people feel like because they've put so much time in to their relationship that y'all got to continue going back and forth, arguing over the same stupid topics, having the same problems with no resolve. You could have been fixed it. Like, either y'all take yourselves, your personal feelings out your situation, the conversation, the topic, discussion, and really deal with the topic at hand. Because a lot of times people argue with each other and they feel like they're headbutting with each other when it's really them against the problem. What are we going to do about this problem? How are we going to compromise about this problem? That's actually what people really need to be doing. Tackling a problem together, not looking at each other as if each one another is the problem. That's what I think. We're going to go back over here and hopefully I can get some little voicemails in here so people can ask whatever questions they may have if they need it. I don't have a set time on these segments right now. But right now for, you know, first go around, I think this is pretty decent. Podcasting from the tub today. I'm okay with that. So, yeah, I think I'm going to end this right here. Questions, comments, observations, all welcome and open. Talk to you soon. Back again with another small segment about relationship dynamics and what people I feel need to be pay attention to and to be aware of. For this small segment, I will speak on divorce. Divorce, who likes it, you know? Besides the people that are actually trying to do it. But, you know, it's a little bit tough, especially when you have children and when you have young children. My parents, myself, are divorced. And, you know, while I think it might have gone a little bit better and different if it was done while younger, it's done now. It is what it is. Not the first, not the last, not the only. I know plenty of people have been divorced. A lot of time, you know, as you people look in hindsight, you probably kind of might realize we probably shouldn't have been married in the first place. And that is the problem. Not even just in America, just different places all over the world. People get together and stay together for the wrong reasons. And trust and believe, the biggest number one reason shouldn't be a reason. Children should never be a reason to stay and deal. I'll subliminally talk about my latest dealing. A woman in the process of getting a divorce and whatnot. It's hard because a lot of times, more often than not, the mother gotta take the kids. And the man, he's pretty much, you know, they pretty much more often than not have their freedom, do whatever they want. They can bullshit and not answer telephone calls and not hold up their end of their verbal agreement that was made to the other party about seeing the kids and things of that nature. And a lot of times, a lot of stuff comes from simply a manipulative state. It's a situation where it is... They really don't care about the serious dynamics of the situation. Monies that need to be allotted for children, property, just making things easier for the other party, even if it's for the sake of the children. That's the only time that that needs to be paid mind to. Okay, we fucked up. We hate each other, but the kids shouldn't have to suffer. But too often the children do, because there are a lot of feelings still involved. And a lot of times, character growth, personality cultivation plays a big part in how you end relationships and how you end your family dynamic that you once stated you wanted. Just look at, I was looking at a little blogger, video blogger this evening, just even talking about people who, especially men, who just hop around and just hop around and keep having kids, but have the nerve to open their mouth about the mother of their children. So you, sir, decided that this marriage, whether y'all got married or y'all was just in a long-term relationship, whatever the case, it don't matter. So you, sir, decided that you didn't want to play house anymore. That, you know what? This isn't fun anymore. I don't want to deal with it. So you just say, fuck it, and just keep it moving. Lying to the next broad about what your last situation was so you can get more of a new situation when you're going to make this new situation as current and as relevant as your last one, and just keep leaving a domino trail of bullshit. Like, why? This woman that I'm speaking of, this man does not want to take care of his kids. I don't care how much he talks about it. And the problem is, a lot of men, first of all, we live in a patriarchy. Now, of course, men will cry, but the women and the child support and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, guess the fuck what? That little bit of money that you're paying ain't covering half of nothing that would have been covered if you would have been in that house. Not worrying about wanting to have a personal relationship with the mother should not fall on, okay, well, I don't like you no more, so I set this up, but you got it, you got the kids, and you got these bills that we helped accumulate together. I don't want to help out no more. I'm out. Peace. And then mad because she calling because she's struggling. But be the same motherfucker to come out their mouth talking about some. She should have chose better. Why the fuck y'all and y'all rest of you little ashy male buffoons don't get together and, I don't know, make a club and do better. I don't know, train each other and, I don't know, finances and diaper changing and remembering, you know, what school your kids go to, what grade they're in, what clothes they, size clothes they wear, you know, knowing how often your child has a growth spurt, their favorite color, the food that they don't like. One takes a shot from the doctor better than the other one. Like, do y'all even know that? But quick to say something about the woman as if it was only one person dealing with the relationship. When, sir, you didn't leave the relationship well. And no, I'm not completely putting all the dynamics on the man, but on the it being all the man's fault. Because yes, women can be just as janky. But being how our quote unquote gender roles are placed on us, men really can't say too much because they're quick to play the blame game, but then take away their blame. And I don't understand that. Like, you basically blaming her for choosing you. Right? I don't understand that. That's weird to me. That's really, really crazy to me. Even now, we have, what's that full name? Slim Thug, Future, whoever the hell else running around here running their mouth. You talking about the mother of your child, but you wasn't talking that mess when you was all up in her guts and whatnot and spending the night and cuddling and dating and spending money and everything. But now it's a problem because she actually has a child, so you okay with just, you know, this isn't fun anymore, this isn't good for me. So it's not working for you, but how you think it's good, how you think it's working out for her? But then turn around and be mad when they get somebody that they know better than is better than them. You, sir, are a sociopath. You're a psychopath. You can't be mad about one. This, you know, it's just.
You know what? If I keep going on, I'm gonna be flipping into in and out of different subjects and topics. And I'm trying to keep this podcast is not even just clean, but just as organized as possible. But guess what? I got ADHD, so you know what? This might not just go like that. And I'm hoping I can get me some guests and some other influences and whatnot on this land, so we can make this thing pop. But you know what? This oh man, people and relationships. A lot of times, it could all be so simple, but we rather make it hard. And I admit I've made my mistakes in dealing with people and remaining to deal with people in relationships. So you know what? I'm not the best at it. I'm not perfect. But you know what? We can do the main thing we have control over, which is cultivating ourselves, our character, our personalities, our morals, our standards. And a lot of times people don't do that. We surround it and ourselves with being around other people and letting that facade create us or what they think is us. That's not the way to be. That's not the way to be. If we worked a lot more on ourselves and then got in relationships, there would be a lot of shit that wouldn't even be happening. Like, a lot of stuff I think would just, you know, social norms would fall away. That's what I think. But you know what? I can only help one person at a time, one situation at a time. And so I'm going to continue helping the people that I deal with. You know, hey, Sierra's good to go. You know, Toya's good to go. You know, and meanwhile, those angry, ashy men are just in their little boohoo corners with no nerve. And you know what? Guess what? That's called a horrible ego. That's called emotions flowing. Whereas the males, they probably went, I'm not emotional, I'm being logical. And they try to spew out things as if this crap makes sense. No, it doesn't, sir. This isn't going to be a male bashing show, but best believe I'm going to be giving you y'all do. Because I'm here to uplift women and help give us some ideas. You know, but I'm here for the people. I'm here for the people, for the advice and the lifting up and the growth that you may need and that you want to acquire, the answers that you're not going to get. Guess what? You're going to get it from me. You're going to get the straightforward answers that you're looking for in reference to yourself. And best believe, if you're going to come at me, don't ask me a question if you ain't asking the right question. Because I'm going to ask some questions following your questions to make sure I understand the dynamics in which we're going, the direction where we're going. Because I want to make sure I understand everything that you're saying and that you're not saying to help you at your full capacity. So many subjects to talk about. Never enough time. But you know what? I'm just going to get this organized and we're going to get it together. But we're going to end this segment tonight on that. We got to get ourselves together, people. We can't just say, oh, well, this relationship didn't work because of this, that, and third. Make sure you self-reflect and you've totally had your own closure with yourself before you move on. That's it for today. We'll be back later.